If you're struggling with chronic congestion, sinus infections, or snoring, who evaluates you first matters. At Ohio ENT and Allergy Physicians, your initial visit is with a board-certified ENT physician, not a shortcut and not a standardized script. Because real answers take real diagnostics and real experience. Ohio ENT and Allergy Physicians offer the full spectrum of sinus and snoring care, from in-office treatments to advanced surgical options when needed. Personalized care, local physicians, long-term relief. Book your appointment now at OhioENTandAllergy.com.
Christmas, happy winter, whatever the hell you want to call it. It's not boiling with you for the next hour or so. Now, I do have my Christmas jumper on for the occasion, and I also have my Christmas hat here. Hold on. That's supposed to go on my head, but it's hard with the headphones. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Oh, jeez, it's not going to stay on. Hold on. There you go. How's that? Well, there you go. Okay, so let me just read out this script to you very quickly. Don't forget, you can get involved in the show at any stage. That's going to fall off my head. Hang on. I'll put it there, okay? You can call or WhatsApp at any stage. The number is 085-122-55. That's 085-122-55. Don't forget, if you want to see any of the previous episodes or you want to donate to the show or you want to subscribe, you can go to our website, nileboylan.com. That's nileboylan.com. Now, let me get to this if I can very quickly, right? And we've had some amount of fun ringing people today and talking to people about this particular topic because I never thought I'd see the day because it is a bit of a quandary. Hi, Niall. I love listening to your podcast and your radio show, but never thought I'd be the subject of either. I'm facing a rather uncomfortable situation that I find discussing openly very difficult, so I'd appreciate if you could refrain from mentioning my name on your show. I've been in a relationship with my partner for the last 10 years and we have two children under the age of 10. To avoid potential identification, I won't specify their ages. Recently, I bought some gifts for her, including perfume and a coffee machine, and hid them in the wardrobe to keep the surprise. She has a habit of snooping around when it's Christmas time, which is amusing and has been amusing in previous years, but this time it took an unexpected turn. Unfortunately, she discovered not only the intended gifts, but also stumbled upon a bag containing lingerie, makeup and a wig and shoes size 9. Concerned and seemingly convinced I'm having an affair, she urgently called me at work and upon my return confronted me with the contents of the bag. In her frustration, she insisted I leave and accused me of infidelity, providing until Friday to move out. She even suggested I go to the person who supposedly owns the lingerie. I didn't argue, to be honest. The dilemma I face is I'm not having an affair. The items are actually mine. And I've been cross-dressing privately for years without actually disclosing it to her. Now I must decide whether to reveal I'm cross-dressing and my cross-dressing habits or maintain the facade of infidelity, uncertain which revelation she'll find more distressing. I want to emphasise that I am a man and I'm not seeking to be a transgender or transgender identity. Cross-dressing is simply a personal preference that I enjoy in private in my spare time. I've hesitated to share this with her due to her fears or the fears of reaction. With Christmas just a week away, I'm torn considering the impact it's going to have on the children if I leave. I confided in my best friend, who finds the whole situation extremely amusing, which I do too, by the way, can I point out, and suggests I disclose my cross-dressing to my partner, assuring me she'll eventually come to terms with it. However, I remain unsure, as she tends to be very closed-minded about such matters. I'm reaching out for advice as I navigate this challenging situation, feeling isolated in my own experience. Maybe others have had personal experience can help me understand what's going on. Thank you for your understanding and support. Yeah, there you go. So what's he going to do? He's got a choice here. She's found the gear. It's clearly not hers. Size 9 shoes, a wig and underwear that clearly doesn't fit her. And she thinks he's having an affair, which is the obvious solution to come to, you know, that he must be having an affair. But he's not. He's cross-dressing. So she's chucking him out of the house by Friday for having an affair. But he has a choice. Does he tell her, listen, I'm not having an affair. They're actually mine. She might not even believe him, actually. They're actually mine. I'm a cross-dresser. Which is going to have the worst impact on the relationship? Should he come clean? Let us know what you think. The number is 085 100 2255. That's 1-8-0-8-5-100-2255. Now, yesterday, of course, Angela was on, and so was Sandy. And they were whining at me, saying, why do you only bring the special guests on Zoom now? We thought it was a fully interactive show. So today we decided to bring both of them on Zoom just to keep them happy. So they're joining me. Hello, <I'm> ladies.
Good keep morning. Us happy, boys.
Hello. You're live on the show on Zoom. Are you happy now, Angela?
Yeah, I can go now. Bye.
Bye.
Can I just point it out? Angela said to me just before she came on, I need to have my last cigarette just before I go on. Smoking her brains out.
Can I have a fan, please? Thanks for having us on, Niall. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome too, Sandy. Now,
Do you know what, Niall? We just, even though we sponsored you, we deserve a mug for coming on, don't we, Angela?
Yes, we do.
So what's the motive?
We want a mug.
Oh, you want a mug?
We want a mug.
Angela already got a mug, I think, if I'm...
Did she now? Well, I want my one.
See, no. Angela got a mug already. Sandy, we shall get you a mug. You will get a mug.
Yeah.
And Angela, you make sure you keep advertising the show. You keep drinking out of that mug while we're on, okay? You just keep advertising the show, all right?
Yeah.
So here's the story, ladies. Back to this guy. I go to you first, Angela. Angela, this guy, what should he do? Should he tell his wife that he's a cross-dresser or let her just believe he's having an affair? I mean, which is actually worse?
The affair is worse. The affair is definitely worse. Mm. He's got to tell her. You know, my personal thoughts on it, I wouldn't be into it. I wouldn't like it. I'd be fuming. But it's not for me. Obviously, it's not for her. The marriage is over.
Oh, you think
so? The marriage is over. Yeah, the marriage is over. Like, as he said,
is it such a big deal? I mean, don't get me wrong. It wouldn't be my cup of tea. And it certainly, I know if I came home, if Karen went through my drawers and found underwear that I was wearing, I think I'd be out the door too. Because most women marry a man because he's a man's man. So they don't want that.
I'm not turned on by anyone else wearing lingerie. So, you know, it certainly wouldn't be my thing. And like, as he said, he was like, you know, she wouldn't be into it. I can't remember what way she phrased it anyway.
Yeah.
But it's done. It's done. Just tell her the truth. Tell her the truth.
Mm. Sandy, what do you reckon? Tell the truth, because Angela reckons the affair is worse.
I will tell
either
the
way,
truth.
She's saying the marriage is doomed anyway, so what's the point in telling her?
Yeah, well, I totally agree with Angela. Like, if he thought it was no big deal at the time, why didn't he tell her at the start of the relationship, look, I'm a cross-dresser, blah, 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 and he should tell her. If he loves her that much, he should turn around and tell her and say, look, if you still don't want me to do this, I won't do it in the home, but I'll do it outside the home. But, you know, if he's going to have to realise that the relationship is going to break up because she is not into this and you can't change her. But he should have told her from the start, because there was no trust in that marriage whatsoever if he didn't tell her anything.
No.
You know.
No.
Yeah, in other words, so what you're saying to me here is the worst part about the cross-dress is not just the cross-dress, and it's the fact that she doesn't know about it and he's deceived her for 10 years or more, depending on how long he's with her.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the lie. It's the lie. It's the, you know, as he said, he's been doing this for years. I actually had to laugh when he said, you know, I've listened to your show, never thought I'd be on. You're a cross-dresser. It was going to come out at some stage, you know. Yeah.
And there are probably thousands of lads out there. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think I personally believe it's sick. But there's probably loads of lads out there that get some sort of sexual thrill out of wearing women's clothes. Now, he's quite clear the fact that he says, I'm not transgender. I don't want to be a woman. It's not that I identify.
Fine.
I just like doing this. It's a kind of personal thing, a fetish.
But you know what the funny thing is? There are obviously different sizes, because otherwise he'd been like, I bought that for you.
It would be hard to hide the size 9 women's shoes and pawn that off. Oh, mind you, here's the thing. She thinks he's having an affair. She must think he's having an affair with an ogre.
But that's, you see, there's a lot of women out there that have a lot bigger shoes and a lot, like, I'm a size 2.5. My shoes are tiny. You know,
two and a half.
There are a lot of women
out
there
that have a 2.5.
Yeah, I'm 4.
It's great. It's great having smaller shoes. It's brilliant.
Go into the children's section and get them. Yeah.
Do you shop in Mothercare or Baby Gap or something like that? Or
that's it. Anywhere, Junior, I go to the kids section.
Yeah,
but it's great because they're half the price.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think he's a weirdo, but I feel sorry for him because it's the week before Christmas. You know, he's got two young kids. Marriage, you're telling me either way it's over. Do you think there are any? Maybe she will accept it. Now, he does say she doesn't have a very open mind to this kind of stuff, but maybe she will kind of play a role in it and be saying, oh, well, okay, let's bring this into the sex life.
Did he say that he had children as well, Niall?
Two children.
Because maybe she wanted to keep them there, you know, because of the sake of the children as well. You just don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She might stay and just say, listen, we'll keep going the way we are. You know, but there's no relationship and you can stay there and you can do whatever you want and you can sleep in a separate room. But if it was me, no, I certainly wouldn't be keeping on a relationship with someone that has lied for so long.
Yeah.
Lied for so long. I'd love to know when he's doing it, where he's doing it.
Well, he's obviously doing it when she's out.
Doing it for years.
And hiding the stuff in a bag in the wardrobe. I knew a guy once who was doing this, right? And his marriage broke down in the end. Now, I only found out after his marriage broke down. And he used to be always telling me that his wife was this and his wife was that. And this is why the marriage broke down. And she's always in bad humor, blah, 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 blah. And then eventually he told me about a year later, oh, by the way, did I ever tell you I'm a cross-dresser? And I said, all right. And I said, did your wife know? Oh, she found out in the last few years, yeah. I said, now I'm getting a better picture of why she dumped you. You know, and he said, Well, I said, so when did you cross-dress? And he said, oh, when she wasn't around, like he said, sometimes, you know, I'd take the stuff out in the car and I'd put it on me and I'd walk around the shopping centre dressed as a woman. And I'm going,
what?
Okay, whatever floats your boat, but that's a bit weird. You know?
You see, that's the thing. That's the hardest thing is like in her mind now, she's going, have friends seen it? Have family seen it?
Yeah.
Where is he doing it? Is he going to some shopping centre down the road? No. Is he going across the country to do it? Is he meeting up with other people that do it? There is so many lies around this. Because obviously, if he's doing this outside the home, he's been lying about where he's going, what he's doing. Exactly. You know, it is as bad as having an affair. It's just as bad.
Okay,
because you're lying about where you're going, what you're doing, who you're doing it with. It's just as bad.
Okay, well, hang on both of you there for a second. Let me just bring a couple of callers in if I can as well while we have the Zoom on too. Norman, hi, how are you?
Hello, Niall, how are you doing?
I'm good, Norman.
I just want to wish you and all your staff a very, very, very happy Christmas.
Oh, thanks very much, Norman. You're very good. Happy Christmas to you too.
And a great New Year.
Yeah, wonderful New Year, I think. I hope. Norman, what would your missus do if she found a load of knickers and bra? I have to say, I'm loving the title of today's show. My producer came up with the title of today's show. And I have to say, it's absolutely... What was it again? No Christmas lights flicker.
Thrillers, sir.
No Christmas lights flicker when I... Flicker because I'm wearing her knickers.
I love her.
Brilliant.
So Norman, what do you reckon? What would your wife do if she found, you know, that you were wearing, you know, pairs of knickers and bras and shoes and wigs and stuff?
I don't know. I think she'd ask her why am I doing it, and if I was doing it, not do it around the neighbourhood or something.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
She wouldn't be too shocked, but she'd say, so
would she throw you out? Would she chuck you out?
Not at all. No.
She wouldn't? Oh, okay.
No, of course she wouldn't. Why would she do that? Why would she do that?
Because you're crazy. Because
you'd
be
crazy.
Because you'd be a cross-dresser.
Because you're lying to her.
You could be a politician there. You could be voting for Fine Gael or Fine Gael, or you could be one of these mask-wearing idiots, you know? That's power work.
Yeah, and that's where you're honest with your family and your wife and everything you like to the nation. That's different. He has been lying to her for years. So he's going out doing this in public, he's lying about where he's going and what he's doing.
It's all lies.
But people lie. People lie. Unfortunately.
Yeah, but you don't lie in a marriage, Norman. You don't lie in a marriage.
In any marriage.
If there's trust and love there. Exactly. No, you don't. If you love your wife and your husband that much, you don't lie. I'm sorry.
I'd say I would trust a stranger before I trust maybe 80% of my family.
Well, then why, if you don't trust your family at all, then why would you be in the relationship?
It's not just relationships, you have different types of relationships. People lie. You have to, unfortunately, accept that. That people have difficulties.
Do you not think this is a huge lie? That you're dressing as a woman? No. Do you think that's just something to, okay, so let's go shopping together?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, maybe a bit of fun.
Let's go to Victoria's Secrets together and get some knickers.
But that's it. If it's a bit of fun, if that's what it is, why are you lying?
I'm not saying a bit of fun, but I've seen so many. I've lived in a number of countries, and I've seen so many relationships, and people lie all the time, all the single time. They lie to themselves doing. And unfortunately, that's the way it is. I wish it wasn't like that. I get into a lot of trouble because I say people, tell the truth. Be honest with your partner or your children or whatever, or vice versa. And people just can't seem to do it.
But, Norman, this isn't like I went in. This isn't like I went into the shop and bought a jumper, two-pants, T-shirt, and a pair of shoes. This isn't a lie like this. Yeah. This is a huge lie.
Exactly.
It's not a huge lie. I've known people who were in marriages and relationships, and things went on that I found quite unacceptable, on a sexual basis.
Well, give us an example of
person,
that.
Give
us an example of something that's bigger than this.
He was into wearing masks. Doing bondage, that type of thing, kind of forcing her to have.
But that's
hang on. With the greatest respect, Norman, that's slightly different. You know what I mean? Because if you're into bondage, you can discuss that with your wife. If she's not into it, you can't really do it on your own. Well, unless you want to tie yourself up or something. But when it comes to dressing as a woman, what you're doing is you're emasculating yourself. So you're being feminine. That's not why a woman married you, probably, in the first place. Most women marry men because they're masculine.
Whatever that is.
You know what I mean?
What's the definition? Yeah, well, I see a lot of men who think they're men, but they're not men. I don't think they're men.
Are they?
I don't know.
What is a woman?
Robots, cars. They do what they're told.
Okay, so what should he do, Norman? Because we need to go to John here. What should he do? Should he tell her the truth?
He's going to have to tell her the truth someday. Yeah, definitely. I mean, in any relationship...
Someday, he should have told her at the start of the marriage.
As far as possible, be based on truth. But a lot of relationships aren't based on truth. I'm sorry to break the news to you guys. But most relationships...
Well, if a relationship is not based on the truth, it shouldn't be a relationship. Because most relationships are based on the truth. Well, yes, people tell each other little white lies every now and again.
No. I know most relationships... I've seen, particularly regarding sex, people are lying to each other in one form or another.
What do you mean? So what are you lying to your wife about with sex?
A lot of women, for example, after a certain age, and particularly when you have children, aren't that interested in sex.
Well, excuse me, I am nearly 50 years of age and I'm very interested in sex.
Me too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angela.
So what are you saying, Nate?
Lying to your wife?
We do know that they fake their orgasms and stuff like that. Is that what you're talking about?
I never do. No.
But that's still very different to dressing up in a wig, makeup, and underwear.
You're lying to another person who thinks you're still attracted to them, and you're not having sex. I really don't want to have sex. There's quite a lot of women are friends of my wife who admit that they're not interested in sex anymore, and they have to come up on you rather than tell the husband or the partner the truth and talk about it. They just pretend to make excuses.
Stay there. Let me go to John. Well, hang on. Let me go to John as well. John, hi. How are you?
Can I say that the two girls look absolutely massive?
Oh, do they? Do they?
Hi, John. Thanks, John.
We love you.
I do apologise, Norman. Sorry. Go ahead, John.
Where's the honey?
Right. Well, I suppose it's the old saying, the cat is out of the hat, but in this case, it's the knickers is out of the drawer, right?
Yeah.
So the thing is, Obviously, he didn't do a very good job of keeping the secret. Like, I mean, if they were that easy to find. No, to me, the best solution here, right, is this whole idea of trying him out and the knowledge is over and whatever. Is she going to look at him ever the same again and see this Tarzan-type figure, this He-Man figure, who now dresses in women's underwear, and she won't look at him the same? What they both need to do, they both need to get dressed up in this sexy underwear together. They both need to stand in front of the mirror, and she look at him, he look at her. And if she is true to herself, and she says, Jesus, he looks better in this sexy gear than I do, that's it. You just carry on as normal.
Right, but what if she doesn't like it? What do you do then? I'm just asking your opinion on it.
Well, I mean, you know, the whole thing is the knowledge over then? Is this it? I mean, you know, does he need psychological help maybe or something? Maybe is it going back to a childhood thing? Is his mother dressing up as a little girl or something? You see, you don't know. So maybe a trip, rather than bust up the knowledge, I would be taking a trip to maybe a psychiatrist, psychologist or something like.
Yeah.
What if it isn't anything? What if it is that he just likes to dress up in women's clothes? Okay. He likes to feel sexy in women's clothes. He likes to dress up in women's clothes, go out in women's clothes. Yeah. But he's lied to her for so long. Should she put up with that? Should she just forgive him?
Well, the ball is in her court, and she either accepts that and that this is a little fetish that he does. But if they still have a sex life and the performance is good and the love is still there, right? I mean, she either accepts the fetish then or she breaks up the marriage over the fetish.
John, you've never chanced your arm and dressed up in women's clothes, have you?
No, boy, do you want me to?
No, come on,
we'll get you on Zoom.
It's Christmas. You'll turn me off my Christmas dinner, even thinking about it. Do you like me turkey, by the way? Do you like me turkey, John? Yeah.
Massive.
I'm going to have to take a nap break. John, save me for a second. Ladies, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to let you both go now because we're taking a load of calls on as well. And what happens
if
it starts taking too much.
After all that.
But it was lovely to have you both on video, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you very soon again. It's been lovely to have you
both
on video.
Happy Christmas, Niall and Tom.
Thanks, guys. Happy Christmas. Love you, John.
Thanks.
Bye. Love you all the rest forever.
All right.
Bye.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to come to Breed in a second. John, stay with me. I'm going to take a quick break. Back in a second.
Niall Boylan has been told to shut up from the time he was in school. And all through his life, they just keep telling him to shut up. But not anymore. Because now he has his own live podcast, the Niall Boylan Podcast.
All right, stay there, John, if you can. Let me go to Breda as well. Breda, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good, yeah. It was nice to have the ladies out at the start. See, they wanted to come on Zoom, so I said I'd accommodate them because this is Ireland's only fully interactive live podcast. Well, there you go.
Loving it. But what about me, though? You didn't ask me to go on.
Well, you can come on again if you want to sometime. There's no problem there. No problem there, Breda.
No bother.
So, Breda, when you were in a relationship some time ago now, and, you know, you were all loved up and everything was great, and the little lady was small at the time and everything else, and you arrived home, went to the wardrobe, found, you know, makeup, underwear, shoes, what would you have done?
Well, I just confronted him straight away and I would have said, what is this? Especially if it wasn't in my size, because otherwise I would have assumed it was a surprise for me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're in a relationship with somebody for that length of time and you haven't complained, I think they're in trouble no matter what comes out of this at the end of the day now, because the trust is gone. You know, I mean, if he was a cross-dresser when he met the girl, he should have complained about it and let her make a decision then. Now they've got two children and a life, and imagine Christmas week thinking your husband's having an affair. And then he has to go turn around and say, well, actually, no,
I'm a cross-dresser. Which is worse?
They're both bad in their own way, because he didn't trust her. He probably the worst that he didn't tell her he's a cross-dresser, because if he's having an affair, men have an affair for there's a reason.
No,
there's
worse than that.
Is there?
Worse than what?
If he had done a Philip Schofield on it for all the years and living a lie, and he was gay, I mean, that would be worse.
Yeah, that would be worse.
That would be worse.
Yeah, it would, John. But at the same time, like, this girl has given her all. She loves him. She trusts him. She's had a family with him. They have a life. They have a... And now she just, like, she has to be completely devastated, no matter which way this goes. I mean, to me, I'd rather...
Well, it's obviously a shock, obviously, that goes without saying. But the thing is, look, can the marriage be saved? I mean, will she, as I said previously, she has a choice. She either accepts, she still loves him, obviously, but she looks at him differently now. She either accepts the fetish.
No problem. Right?
Or she doesn't accept the fetish and breaks up the marriage. There's no other choice there.
Oh, no, I agree with you. I agree with you. But I think it'd be a very hard decision to make to accept that fetish when it's been going
We can all comment on it, but the thing is, at the end of the day, that's the decision she'll have to make. Is it worth breaking? I either accept this and break, you know, and get on with this.
I don't care what sort of new world and wonderful world we live in, where everything is diverse and great and magical. There are very few women in this world who are married who would accept that their husband is dressing up in underwear. Unless it's part of a sexual act between the two of them, which is agreed upon. And some people are into that. Wouldn't be my bag, but some people are into that. You know, but
yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, but that's
the lie. It's the fact that he's lived a two-tier life for the whole time they've been in a relationship. That's the.
It's also a bit creepy as well, in fairness, Peter. Yeah, you know what I mean? Dressing up in women's underwear if you're a bloke is creepy.
Hang on a minute. I've no problem with anybody doing anything like that when it's not hurting another individual or, you know, inflicting hardship or anything like that on, you know, maybe minors. Or, you know where I'm going with that one.
Yeah.
If you're into getting dressed up in ladies' shoes and whatever else, go for it. Absolutely.
Hang on. When you walk down the aisle with your husband, you were married, weren't you, at one stage?
No, we lived in sin. I'm joking.
Okay, but when you stepped out with him first and fell in love with him and all that kind of carry on at the time, right? I mean, you did it because he was a man. You didn't do it because he was a man with feminine attributes. You know what I mean?
I'll just tell you a funny story here. We went, our first time we went away, we decided we'd play poker. We were in a lovely hotel. And we were having great drinks, and I won every hand of poker. We put in, you know, the way you do forfeits beforehand into a jar. And one of the forfeits was he had to dress up in my dress and walk down the corridor. And he had to do it because it was.
Oh, but that's all right. That's a bit of fun. Yeah. That was a bet. Yeah. It was a bit of crack. Or even on Halloween night for the crack, dressing up in drag. But getting a thrill out of dressing up in women's clothes, if you're a man, to me, there's something feminine about that, and most women wouldn't put up with it. They wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't particularly like it, but I'm not going to condemn the man for liking to be able to do that either. I mean, you know, each to their own now in this life. As I said, as long as he now is inflicting awful hurt on his partner because he wasn't true to her and told her at the beginning. If he told her at the beginning, she could have made a decision, as John said, well, I'm going to either stay with you or this is not my thing. Sayonara, goodbye, whatever.
Okay. Wouldn't have been your thing either, would it? If your ex had said it to you, listen, I like dressing up as a woman, you know, in knickers and bras and stuff like that. I mean, why would a man want to wear a bra?
Well, I don't know. Sure. I mean, why do women want to wear men's jocks sometimes?
Ah, that's a different situation. Men's clothes are reasonably unisex, whereas women's clothes are made particularly for women's bodies. Men don't have boobs. Well, some do. Men don't have boobs. Bras are designed for boob. Women's clothes are designed for women. Do you know what I mean? Particularly knickers and boobs and G-strings and all that kind of guy. Why would a bloke want to wear them?
Because that's his thing. And I genuinely don't see anything wrong with that. If that's his thing. But my whole thing about this whole situation is he should have come clean at the beginning. No point in coming clean now. Well, he'll have to come clean now because she thinks he's having an affair. So he's not going to win no matter what. Like he's on a hiding to nothing in my book. I don't think I could ever trust him again for the fact that he didn't tell me in the beginning that this is a thing he has. You know, it's his little fetish and that's fine. But like,
it's not a little fetish, it's a big fetish if you ask me, but go on. It's not, I don't even, a fetish is something that you like together in bed. You know, and whatever floats your boat, that's it. You know, there's nothing, no harm in that.
That's not true. No, that's not true. There are plenty of people have little fetishes, and it's nothing to do with the partner or anything else. It's their little fetish. And again, once they're not harming anybody else, good luck to them.
That's creepy.
My husband. Well.
Stay there. Hang on, Breeda. Stay there. Let me go to Sarah Jane. Sarah Jane, hi. How are you?
Oh, Jesus, Niall, you're looking great with that jumper, you know that?
Do you like me jumper? Do you like me Christmas jumper?
I love
your
jumper. And you know what? The turkey, between the turkey's legs, is like a little willy hanging out.
Where?
I swear to God. I swear to God, that's what it looks like.
He's singing there, listen.
Between your legs, between the legs of the turkey. Oh, here. That. Jesus, is it really getting bigger there or it's turning into legs?
It won't stop now. It just is moving his legs now. It won't stop.
Oh, that's lovely, it is.
Yeah, look, I do. Okay, Sarah Jane, just before we get to the topic, sorry, Carl, I'll be with you in a minute. So, sorry about those bells. What's the joke, Sarah Jane?
Oh, Jesus, Niall, right? Why do lady golfers wear two pairs of knickers?
Why?
In case you get a hole in one.
Wally. So, Sarah
and
Jane.
Come here, right?
I'm here.
And
I'm
why
here.
Do women, no, why do women wear knickers?
Why?
Why do women wear knickers in the workplace?
Why do women wear knickers in the workplace?
Because the workplace health and safety, because the workplace health and safety states that all manholes must be covered when not in use.
So, Sarah Jane, what would you do if you came home and found your other half dressed up, you know, in knickers and a bra and a wig on him and makeup on?
I'd probably call him Paulie.
Would you pull him out?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Would you not?
No, I wouldn't.
Because I think it's a bit weird.
I do think it's a bit weird, but there's plenty of men out there and wear women's underwear in bed, and there's plenty of women enjoy that type of sexual activity.
Right, okay.
Yeah. The thing I have about that is lying.
Right, okay.
Like, and then maybe he probably was going out with a girl dating her. Things were getting on very well. He probably thought that when they get married, they might experiment a little bit further. But then he probably seen her whole, what sex was all about and wasn't into it, and probably kept it to himself for years.
Yeah, but he did say she's very close-minded. So in other words, he realised, you know, when he got into the relationship that she wasn't very open to this kind of stuff. So obviously that was the reason he kept it to himself. But
I can understand that 100% because, like, I don't like porn. I hate porn. And, like, it'd be a different story if I see my husband looking at porn or got
so
to do porn.
So which would be worse, catching your husband looking at porn or catching him in underwear?
Watching porn.
Ah, would you stop out of that, the pair he is.
No, 100%.
So it's worse to catch your husband on his laptop looking at your heterosexual people having sex than it is to catch him in your underwear.
His head be going into that turkey beside you if I seen that.
Ah, would you stop out of that? That's nonsense. Never heard nonsense in my life.
Would you stop? That's true.
Breed, have you never looked at porn in your life?
Once, and I didn't like it at all. I've never looked at it since. I've no. It wouldn't do anything for me now, if I have to say.
Sarah, have you ever looked at porn?
Never looked at it.
Oh, no, I'm starting not to believe the two of you.
But you know what, right?
I
get very uncomfortable even if I see acting sexual on the TV.
I'd be like going, but I mean, some of the things that happened in porn, you'd be like, oh, sweet Jesus, why would anybody want to do
that? How did you get that in there, love?
But you know what? I swear to God, like, if his wife is that close-minded, she needs to be open-minded.
I had a guy on the radio last night, and he goes and visits an escort. He said he was actually Fianna Fáil. I don't know. He was given a false name anyway. But he goes to see an escort four times a year. And he's into penguining. This is what he said.
Yeah.
So I said...
Penguining.
So I said, what do you do? And he says, well, I pay them, like, whatever, 200 quid for the hour. And he said, we just stand toe to toe, put our heads together, our foreheads together, and look at each other for half an hour.
I know, and then I cracked up at Dave's reply to him.
I'll take 200 off the night.
What the hell is that? People are just odd. The people are into odd stuff. But look, whatever floats your boat, as long as you're both happy with it. As Sarah Jane said, look, if you and your husband decide there's something kinky about him throwing on your knickers in the bedroom while you're lamping each other out of it, that's fine. But, you know, if you come home and something you didn't know about your husband and he's feminine, he's dressed up, surely it's weird.
Well, if you have a feminine party... You who? Have a feminine yeah. part to you.
Who, me?
All male have
Everyone
feminine parts.
Has.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now, the thing I don't understand is, how has he gotten away with it for 10 years? And how did it all suddenly come to light now?
Because she was rooting, looking for our Christmas presents, and she found the bag with the stuff in it.
Yeah, but why did she not find out all this stuff before?
She just never found it before, I don't know.
But I'm just wondering, did he want to be found now?
No, I don't think so. No, not by the sounds of the email. No. She's accused him of having an affair. And he's afraid to say it, and so he's just letting her believe he's having an affair.
Well, he probably is having an affair as well as doing that. Probably having an affair under his roof, like, you won't know.
With a bloke, maybe. Well, stay there for a second, the two of you. Let me go to Carl as well. Carl, hi, how are you?
How are you, Niall? How are you?
Good. Carl, am I the only one who thinks there's something creepy about the whole situation here?
No, I agree with you. That's totally off the fucking wall altogether.
Right.
Jesus Christ. And like you, Niall, I don't have a feminine side either.
Yeah.
It says
on my screen, Carl, the phantom panty robber.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
That's what I nicknamed it. Even my wife started laughing. The phantom panty robber, huh?
So, Carl...
Well, are you one of those men that going around rubbing our underwear and start sniffing it and all that creepy stuff?
Oh, Jesus. What would you be sniffing it for?
Yeah, that's a weird name to be called, like.
What, the phantom panty robber?
Why would you rob
Carl is now. No, Carl is not the phantom panty robber. He's calling your man the phantom panty robber. Okay, so Carl, what should he do? So she thinks he's having an affair. She told him he has to be out of the house by Friday. She thinks he's having an affair when she found all the underwear and stuff. So does he come clean and say, I'm a cross-dresser? Is he going to get away with being a cross-dresser rather than getting away with having an affair?
Yeah, I think...
Which is worse?
I say saying a cross-dresser is going to be a lot worse than saying you're having an affair.
Do you think so?
I think. Yeah, I think so, yeah. Listen, I wouldn't sit well in my house anyway. I mean, my wife is standing there looking at me going, I ever catch you wearing my pants, you'll know about it.
All right, okay. Is she there?
She's
there beside you.
And you know what she's after saying?
What?
She says she doesn't wear any.
she's going commando, is she?
She goes commando all the time, yeah.
Would hers even fit you?
Hang on. Sam, would yours even fit me?
Oh,
she said they'd be swimming on me.
They'd be swimming. But see, Carl, I don't understand. Sarah's quite forgiving here. She wouldn't have a huge issue with this if her fella, she arrived home and he was wearing her knickers and her bra. But I just don't get... somebody help me out till we fail.
I get lost in my underwear.
Why would you want to wear a... Why would a man want to wear a bra?
I don't know.
Listen,
I don't
come here, Niall, right? Niall. There's plenty of men out there. They like their nibbles. I can't pronounce the word right.
They like
but
the
anyway,
what?
You get what I'm saying.
They like the what?
They like certain parts of their body being kissed and sucked and whatever. Like,
yeah, that's fine.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, right. And like,
can you not say the word? Can you not say the word nipple? No.
I can't pronounce it right. I'm always getting slagged over it. And between you and St. Stephen's yesterday, it was the same thing. Anyway.
Right, go on.
But that's it, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's part of the act, isn't it?
What, sucking nipples and
yeah, and like...
Yeah, but that's fine. Yeah, well, hang on. Yeah, but that's part of the sexual act between two people, an intimate act between two people. That doesn't include wearing a bra.
Yeah, but, like, if that's part of the act in the sack, like...
Well, a man putting on a bra.
Yeah, and then when it's all over, like, that's it. Like, no, seriously, there's plenty... I'm not saying I've been there and done that. I've been around a load of people. I know loads of men and women that are interested in doing stuff like that.
Carl, do you know? Carl, do you know any bloke who's into that?
Personally, no.
No, neither do I.
I don't know.
But that's because he won't tell you. That's because he won't tell you.
Yeah, I mean,
he won't tell you.
Look, with the way things are going in our world, like all these different genders and that, I mean, maybe we're just going to have to come to realise that there is people who like to dress up in women's clothing and they're happy with it. I mean, do we accept it? You know, is it just part of everyday life and culture now?
So yeah,
but this is only a bedroom thing. It's not an outside thing. He's not walking out. It's not as if he's walking out the door with a pair of tights on him and a mini skirt.
Maybe he is.
There was a guy who lived up the road from us, where I grew up, years ago. And he used to wear women's clothing out on the street. Now, this is back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Mm, yeah.
And we all thought he was a fruitcake. Now it's part of the norm. Jeez, look at Eddie Izzard. I mean, what the hell is he at? I mean, I know, is he transgender? Is he trying to transgender? I don't know what he's at.
Non-binary or something, isn't he?
Looking like a woman. Yeah, absolutely.
What's that all
about? Fruitcake, if you ask me. A very funny guy. Or woman, or it, or I
they,
don't know,
or them, or whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the guy that was married to Jennifer Anderson and he walked up there in front of the stage and he had a big long skirt on him?
Who?
That was Brad Pitt.
Your man. Brad Pitt. Did you see the way he was dressed at one of those?
I don't mind. They're just doing that for attention seeking. Do me a favour. Stay there, Carl and Sarah. Stay there for a second. Gonna go to Dave and Maureen, but I've got to take a quick break.
Niall Boylan has been told to shut up from the time he was in school. But all through his life, they just keep telling him to shut up. But not anymore. Because now he has his own live podcast, the Niall Boylan Podcast.
Maureen, hi, how are you? I can only imagine.
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Yeah. Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and Karen and your staff. Happy New Year.
Thank you very much indeed, Maureen. So, Maureen, when you were in your relationship many years ago and all in love and everything else, how would you have felt if you came home and found your hubby dressed up in underwear?
Disgusted. I tell you, Niall, I'm listening to the conversation and I know that you posed the question, which would be worse, an affair or the dressing up? I think I'd rather he would say he was having an affair.
Would you?
Yes, rather than seeing him dressed in women's clothes. That's being honest with you.
Right,
I could handle that because he'd be still a man in my eyes.
Right, just a man who's having an affair.
But not in the women's clothes, like, no.
No.
And what came into my head then was maybe he's rooting through my drawers and I'm out. Maybe he's visualizing, you know.
He's looking through your stuff.
He's looking through my stuff, visualizing him and that. That would make me sick, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It really would.
Yeah. I'm with you on this. Yeah, I'm with you on this.
Somebody said, oh, how did he get away with it so long? Well, like, I don't know. Was he working? Is he working away from home maybe sometimes? Does he have to travel for his job? He could hide it that way.
Yeah, well, he had it hidden in the house, obviously, in a bag, and she never noticed it before. But that's what I mean.
But you see, maybe he had to because he's home for Christmas, right? Yeah. But he's the one that works away from home and travels away. Maybe has the weekends in that way, but he can do it.
Yeah,
but now that he's home, he's had to bring it home because he needs this gear for whatever. Maybe wherever else he's going.
Yeah.
And that's my thinking. That's how he got away with it for so long.
And I can understand why she thinks he's having an affair. I can understand that too.
I can too.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that would come into my mind. Why does the affair come into it?
Because it's women's underwear and it's not hers. It's like if you find a pair of knickers in your boyfriend or husband's car and they're not your knickers.
What, are they brand new shoes? Are they brand new, like...
Oh, a vet told me a story, just very quickly, right? A vet told me this story, true to God, right? This actually happened. So a dog came in, a woman brought a dog in who wasn't very well. The dog was puking up and all sorts of things. Anyway, the vet said he must have ingested something. So they had to examine the dog and they x-rayed the dog. Anyway, it turned out they had to wait the dog past it. And it was a pair of a G-string, a little red G-string. The dog had chewed it and eaten it. So the vet said, listen, you're not going to believe this funny story. The dog has eaten one of your G-strings. I have it here in the bag. And she went, that's not my G-string. So clearly the husband was having an affair. So the husband was caught having an affair because the dog ate the woman's G-string. Sorry, Taylor. Anyway, getting back to the story. So Maureen, He's out the door as far as you're concerned.
He's gone. Yeah, he and I'll tell you something. He's gone. But you know what, Niall?
Sorry, go ahead.
I would forgive the affair.
You would?
First, before I'd forgive that, yeah. Oh, yes, certainly. Okay. I'd forgive you quicker. Because he'd be still a man in my eyes. Having an affair with another woman, you know?
TG the dog.
Sarah Jane still can't get over the G-string, the dog eating the G-string.
The dog was using the G-string for flossing its teeth.
Probably.
There you go.
Oh, wasn't God, he was a
poor Sarah. She, well, you need to go to the bathroom, Sarah. You all right?
Oh, yeah, my sweet God.
Maureen, I know it's Christmas and it's a little bit lighthearted as well, you know, but there is a serious thing to do with this, isn't there? I mean, it's a marriage over, either way.
It's a marriage over, and at this time, just before Christmas. So that's the family, there's ruin now.
Yeah. Destroyed.
Yeah, and the
two young kids and everything. Yeah, yeah. Let me go to Dave as well. Dave, hi, how are you?
How's it going, Niall?
Right.
Merry holidays to you.
Are you on a speakerphone, Dave?
You're on a headset there. Wait, hang on there, wait there.
Yeah, because it's a bit echoey. You sound like you're in another room.
Now, how's that?
That's much better. You sounded like you're at the bottom of a cornflake box.
I had you on a headset there.
Okay. So, Dave.
I suppose the first thing, Noel, is that dog that ate the G-string there.
Yeah.
The fella should have just, you know, thought quick on his feet there and said, I brought the dog out there for a walk and I don't know, he was over at the far side of the green eating something I didn't see yet.
Yeah, probably should have thought of that, shouldn't he?
Yeah, yeah. You know. But anyway, I don't see the problem. Like, I can't believe Joanna is thinking of splitting up a family with like a couple of kids because she's found a bag of stuff that the husband is into in a wardrobe.
Why?
I just don't get that at all. Like,
why do you not think there's anything wrong with what he's doing?
Well, it wouldn't be my bag. You know, I wouldn't be doing it. Like, but if that's what he's into, like, you know, I know, like, I'm with my wife right now. We're married for 15 years and we're together for nearly 20, like, you know.
Right.
If she found, I don't know, a pair of, say, I liked to wear nylon stockings on my head and stripy socks, you know.
Yeah.
Women's stripy socks, you know. And she found out and said, here, what the hell is this? Like, she wouldn't split up with me over it. You know, she loves me. I'm her husband. Like, you know, I don't think that woman loves him enough then. You know what I mean?
You know, hang on. There's a bit of a difference in wearing stripy socks.
So, Dave, if your wife came in and asked you to put on a pair of fishnet tights, right, these black ones that, you know, go right up to the, whatever you call it.
The groin,
and
yeah.
Wanted you to wear, like...
A bra.
All this bondage, whatever you call it.
Gimps.
Have you ever thought of them doing that?
Is this going out live now,
is it? It is, yeah.
If she came into me
and said, here, Dave, listen, I have a gimp suit there for you and I want you to try it on Saturday night for me. We'll have a few drinks out and things will get a bit. Yeah, I'd do it for her.
Would you?
Look, there's nothing wrong with that, Niall.
And that's, yeah, okay, Dave, that's fine. If that's between the two years and the two years are into it, and whatever floats your boat.
Yeah.
But he's been doing this for 10 years behind her back. So she didn't really have a choice in this.
But you said she was fairly close-minded, Niall.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Some women are.
It kind of is bad that he didn't tell her, you know, at the start, like, you know, or even, like, you know, a while into the relationship, listen, this is kind of what I'm a bit into this, like. You know, that way.
Yeah, but see, like, for a lot of women, that's emasculating. For a lot of women, they're thinking, you know, I married a man's man. I didn't marry some bloke that wants to wear a bra and knickers.
All right, here's something, right? Let's just say you're going through your wardrobe, right, tonight looking for Christmas presents and, you know, there's a load of boxer shorts there.
That's different.
And shin guards and all, you know, and Karen turned around and said, listen, I like to kind of dress up as a football player when you're off and work.
Karen likes to dress up as a football player. You know, but hang on, men's clothes are generally unisex. They're unisex.
Yeah, well, would you leave her though, would you?
No, because that's a different situation. Men's clothes are generally unisex. Women's clothes are designed for women. You know what I mean? A woman can wear a man's shirt or a pair of jeans or a pair of shorts. That doesn't matter. But if a man wears a bra, he doesn't have tits, for God's sake.
Or here's but what about if, you know, Karen like nibbles. Dressed up as a builder or something, and she had like builder's hat and a high vis or something like that.
Why would Karen be dressing up as a builder with a high vis jacket on her?
That's kind of the same kind of thing, you know what I mean?
We'll suspend our belts, right? And the hat on us. Right, just think of this now. This is sexy, right? Huh? Or even a firefighter, right?
A firefighter.
Don't say you won't.
Just listen, right? She could have the firefighter. She could have the suspenders. Is that what they're called? Or the braces? Going right
suspenders,
up. Suspenders, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
belt is covering her nibble, right? And at the back, and it looks so sexy. And she has the hat on her and her hair coming down, and she's all dolled up and looks so sexy. Don't tell me that wouldn't turn you off.
That's a completely different kettle of fish, because for men, that's still feminine. It wouldn't be my bag, but it's still feminine. Hang on. We're talking about a lad in a wig with makeup and a bra on him.
Well, say you can wore a wig and had no bra.
And drew a beard on herself.
And took the hose out.
There's only one hose she'll be taking
you
out.
You won't.
Stay there for a second. Hey, stay there, Dave and Sarah. Let me go to another Dave. Dave, hi.
Scratch.
Yeah, Dave. You know what I mean?
This topic is after kind of turning on you a small bit, isn't it?
Just a small bit, if I do say so, yeah. Yeah, Sarah there talking about nibbles and all sorts of things. I don't know what nibbles.
Well, sure, I'm looking at a turkey with his willy hanging out. What else would you expect?
The turkey hasn't got his willy hanging out. Where's his willy?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Dave, what do you think this guy should do?
Well, he's fucked either way, to be honest with you. You know, fucking, I feel bad for this guy because no matter what he does, his missus is pissed off with him.
For Christmas. Pissed off for Christmas.
People see, that's what happens. Yeah, he's dreaming of a white lace Christmas, huh?
Yeah.
But hey, you know, I, you know what? Yep. I personally think he's a fucking idiot. He got sloppy. That's what happened. He got too complacent about the whole thing. You know, or maybe he wanted to be caught. You know, maybe he was leaving the stuff out so she'd catch him and he'd eventually come clean.
You know,
What could she do, Dave? Too.
He could just turn around and say, "Well, look, I haven't done this before, but I thought maybe I'd add a bit of spice into the relationship this weekend, and I want you to dress up as a fella and I'll dress up as a girl and we'll do a bit of role playing or something like that."
And what? Put or a he should get nine shoes on her. Just
or he should just get
out of that one.
He should just go hard or go home and just say to her three words, Pat. They're your ma's.
Yeah. That's it.
I'm giving it to your ma.
Like, look, to be fair, he has to come clean because, you know, I think finding out your fella's, like, wearing women's underwear isn't really as detrimental to a relationship as, you know,
finding out
he's been cheating on you.
Maureen said it'd be worse.
Maureen's kind of old school. She'd be like yourself.
I understand what she means by that, because most women, I'll say it again, most women, even young modern women nowadays, marry a man because he's masculine. They don't marry him because he wants to wear a bleeding bra.
Yeah, but someone floated it here a few minutes ago. I like think of the hypocrisy behind this. Like, every man out there, we've all had our favourite hoodie or T-shirt, or short, or maybe even a pair of boxer shorts, you know, robbed off office by a missus at some point. But a man puts on a garter belt and automatically he's a weirdo.
It's a different kettle of fish.
It's not
a double standard. Now you're being stupid. There's a big difference in a pair of shorts and a pair of frilly knickers.
I always robbed my brother's shorts. I always did. So, Gary, Robert, Christopher, and Nicholas, I always robbed you of that shorts, just to let you know.
Dave, you wouldn't wear your wife's knickers, would you?
But to be fair, Niall, you saw a picture of me and Michelle together, right? You saw the size difference. If I put on Michelle's chocolate, I'd be going from talking like this to, well, I'm supposed to crack, how are we doing?
What about the other Dave? The other Dave. Dave, would you wear your wife's knickers? Yes.
But if she turned around and we were having a few drinks and said, here, slip into them.
Every time I ask you a question, you always say, if we're having a few drinks, there's a lot of drinks going on. Everything seems to happen when you have a few drinks.
That's because if he's locked, he has an excuse.
Yeah, even if we were sober and we were upstairs or whatever. And she turned around and said, here, listen, you know, and things got a bit kind of
last time on you.
And said, here, listen, I want to try something. here, will you put them on? I'd be like, seriously, you're having a laugh. But if I knew she was serious,
and you knew there was a reward in it for you.
Now, you know yourself, the depths a man will go to get his oats. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know, but I wouldn't be putting a bra on me.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's because she hasn't asked you to do that yet, Niall.
She won't be asking me to do that. I can tell you now, my Karen would not ask me to put a bra on.
Yeah, you never know.
But she might.
You might like it.
Stop.
She might, and then put
there's
it up.
Something wrong with yous. There's actually something wrong with all of yous today.
I mean, to be fair, a man of your age, everything is starting to go south. You know, the old man boobs are hanging. You might like the support it gives you.
Mm.
You know,
I
might cut down on the boob sweat.
I'm looking here. It says, if Niall is reading out texts, please, can I say there was a time I would have thought this was relatively harmless until I heard about autogynephilia, and I would recommend people look it up as it explains a lot about the gender madness we're witnessing nowadays with men insisting they are women and that we treat them as such in every way. That comes in from Emer. Emer's right. The world is all messed up.
No, we're just having a bit of crack here, you know.
We're all mad.
Yeah. Emer's just taking it too seriously. We're just having a bit of crack here. Jesus Christ.
No, Emer's not taking it too seriously. Emer's 100% right. There's something
that
wrong. You're either a bloke or you're a girl. If you're anything in between, that's fine too. But your wife should know. She should know about it.
Men have been wearing women's clothes for centuries. I mean, once upon a time, Shakespearean plays were only allowed to be done by men. Women weren't allowed to do it. So men would wear the wigs and the clothes.
Yeah,
and, you know, all
yeah, but they didn't wear bras.
That came down. Huh? Mm. Well, they didn't have bras. Well, the bras weren't invented back
then.
Jesus,
hadn't got bras back in the day, had he?
No, they didn't. You know what I mean?
Back in the day.
In some countries, you don't wear that at all. They're walking around with bamboos around our waist.
Yeah, we've all seen National Geographic.
See? There you go.
Now, let me go. Stay there, Dave and Sarah. Two mad people. Let me go to Lorenzo. Lorenzo, who I know is a very logical person and will agree with me on this. Lorenzo, hi. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good. Lorenzo, what would your missus do if she found out you were wearing women's clothes?
That would be probably a problem in my situation, I'd say, because my wife is very black and white on how a man has to behave,
yes,
basically, or how a man has supposed to show himself.
Yes, I understand that. So, I'm with you.
So that's your wife.
Go ahead. Yeah, Lorenzo, go.
No, so, I mean, in this, that's the thing. Like, in this case, it's quite complicated in terms of the only thing is that this man most likely knows his wife. And if he knows his wife, he knows if his wife can take this type of information, if she can process this type of information, or even if he can have a chat about this type of information.
The last part of the email said, I confided in my best friend who finds the situation amusing, and he suggests I disclose my cross-dressing to my partner, assuring me she'll eventually come to terms with it. However, I remain unsure as she tends to be closed-minded about such matters. So, he's made his mind up that he knows how she's going to react. She's not going to be happy.
Yeah. So, but and then, I mean, if he knows that the result is going to be the same, even if he says that he is a cross-dresser, the only option is basically to decide how he wants to be seen in her eyes in the future, basically, if he wants to be seen as a cheater or as a cross-dresser. And probably as a man, it's more kind of socially accepted to be seen as a cheater than a cross-dresser.
There you go, Dave. See what I mean?
What?
I think.
It's more socially acceptable to be seen as a cheater rather than a cross-dresser as a man.
Well, of course it is, because a man walks around with a woman's wig and makeup on and underwear is just fucking weird. Like,
I'm glad you agree it's weird.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it's weird for me. Like, I would find it strange. Now,
are you in a hurricane, Dave?
No, just outside. No, look, if I was pissed and, like, herself has said it to me once before, I probably would have tried it for the crack. But, like, I mentioned something like this to her before, and she said, if you did, I'd break your fucking face once I finished laughing. You know what I mean? So, yeah, obviously.
Dave,
like,
I've seen a picture of you. I can only, if I saw you in a bra and knickers, I'd need counselling to get the image in my head.
Well, yeah, that goes, like, you know, that goes both ways as well, Niall. I mean, you know, and it's a pause because I actually have the boobs for it and all. That's, you know, the kicker about it. But, but no, obviously it is. And look, if he's hid it for 9 years, he obviously knows how she would have reacted to it. Like, you know what I mean? You wouldn't keep a secret like this for so long unless you knew that if you said to your missus, you know, I like wearing your frillies, she'd go absolutely apeshit about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so the point Lorenzo is making is don't say that and let her think you're having an affair. It's the better of the two.
Well, no, I honestly, I would still tell him to just, you know, pull the finger out and be honest because right, you pull. Never know. I'm, yeah, I know, yeah. I was going to say something else that's a bit more on the nose. But
more than a finger, I think.
took your Mickey out from between your legs and be a man. No, but I like he should. He really should be honest with her because you never know. I mean, you can go through a lifetime with someone and you can still end up, you know, surprising each other. So she might actually say,
surprise.
You know, it's, well, we hope for his sake. But yeah, I still would rather my missus thought it was a cross-dresser than a cheater because just cheating on somebody is just the level of betrayal there is so much deeper. You know,
I don't know about that. Lorenzo is kind of right. The level of betrayal is just as equally as bad if she's the type of woman who married a man's man.
Yeah, no, and that's fair enough. But like at the same time, like comparing, right, one of them is in the comfort of his own home, we hope. He's putting on women's underwear and away and stuff, and you know he's going on Buffalo Bill from you know sizes of lambs, or you know he's going out and meeting somebody else, which brings along with it that he doesn't find his missus as attractive, he doesn't love her anymore, he's you know his eyes have strayed from her. I mean, if he's cross dressing and she's still the most important person in the world to him, I do think that the relationship is salvageable. I do, I really do.
Lorenzo, do you think this relationship is salvageable?
Well, I kind of agree in terms of with him in terms of if they love each other and she probably can get over it. It basically, I think, depends how he's going to if he wants to try to come out and say what happened or what is happening, he can probably try to. Do a kind of half truth, half lie, where, yeah, I tried, was for the crack. I don't know if I'm going to be again, or if he can try to, you know, save himself in saying this happened is just once off, and then try in a while to, what if I do again, or see how is seen after.
But yeah.
It unfortunately it relies more on her decision more than on his decision. Because, I mean, honestly, for a party, I dressed as a woman. I was probably the ugliest woman ever lived on the planet, I'd say. But that was only for a party that we decided to basically switch.
Yeah,
totally.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, that's understandable. Yeah, that's just so, dressing up. Yeah.
So, you know, you can play a card like this, but he has to even understand that if she's going to say, yeah, but I don't like it, don't do it anymore. Because I don't love it, I don't like it, I don't want you to dress like this. Well, he's a bit caught in terms of what to do next then. Would he give up his kind of, I don't know, hobby or that part of himself to save the marriage? Or he would say, look, no, it will happen again and... we have to find a solution. I mean, that's...
Okay, okay.
It's
well,
decision. Like.
Oh, it is a tough decision. Let me just go to Morris. Morris, thank you for that, Lorenzo. Morris, hi, how are you?
Oh, very excellent show today, Mr. Boylan. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you.
I think he should maybe go for it, right? And if he's having a meeting with his wife, if she found the stash and confronted him, I don't know what way she was thinking. What's he having an affair for her? Is he keeping trophies of women he's been with? You know, she should know that her husband takes her stories 9 shoe and then the penny will fall. So I think what he should do is get into all the gear, walk into it and say, listen, this is what I do. I love you. I love the boys. I love our marriage. It's something that I like to do and get excited about. I never wanted you to find out about it because I didn't know how you'd feel about it. And basically, her being the loving woman that she married could possibly turn around and say to him, well, you wouldn't be a show pony, but I'd ride you around the house.
But Morris, so he should just come clean, like.
Just dress up and walk in on top of her and say,
He's out the door. No, still, look, but judging by the email, he's out the door if he does that. Okay. If I dressed up as a woman with a bra on me and walked into Karen, I can tell you now she'd walk me straight out the door.
No, she'd say,
I wouldn't expect her to do anything less, to be honest with you.
No, she'd probably say, where do you buy your clothes? They're lovely. Now, I tell you, listen.
Morris, if you went into your woman, I can only imagine what you'd look like. I've met you before too, so I know what you look like.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you walked into your missus with a bra and knickers on you, straight out of Victoria's Secrets or whatever it is, and you walked in wearing them, what do you think she'd say to you?
I never realised you could be so good looking with women's clothes.
That's not what she'd say to you, Morris.
I know.
She'd say you're a weirdo.
I'd never want to do it anyway.
I'm just saying,
I dressed up. Yeah, I dressed up one time before, three of us, that's the 3 degrees, and we won the fancy dress, whatever, a Halloween.
That's fine.
And it's no big deal, but there is men out there.
Yeah,
they're not trapped. They're not women in men's bodies. If you want to go back to the beginning of time, the Native Americans, they have two spirit people in there.
I would just stop comparing them to Native Americans.
I'm just saying that it's a thing that's gone on a long time, and we're getting it now. It's coming out now here. Oh, I'm a woman trapped in a man's body, or I'm a man trapped in a woman's body.
Yeah, you're not.
The guy just likes to feel a woman's clothes.
That's fine. And you know what? That's fine. If you want to be feminine and you want to be a bloke that goes around looking stupid wearing a bra, that's fine. But don't fool your wife because she thought she was marrying a bloke.
Now, how stupid is she thinking that he's having an affair? That'll tell you how many brain cells she has. She finds so his 9 pair of shoes and wigs and whatever else she found. Oh, he has an affair.
She found makeup, underwear and a wig, yeah. Shoes.
Yeah, why would she think he was having an affair?
I don't know. What was it?
What's he doing, dressing up his boyfriend? You know what I mean? It's crazy. But like I said, at the end of the day, just tell him out straight, I love you. You're a bit weird. Don't let me see it around this again. Or don't do it with the kids. Why would you sacrifice your marriage and your children for the sake of a fucking bag full of women's clothes? Get a grip, would you?
Exactly.
Bernie, Morris is saying, why would you sacrifice your marriage for a bag full of women's clothes?
Me? Hi, yeah. Lyle. I hear you're looking gorgeous today.
Do you like me jumper?
I haven't seen it yet. I can't wait.
Right, yes.
I believe you look very sexy.
Well, I wouldn't use the word sexy now, to be honest with you. That's not a word I would use, but yeah.
In my eye, you look sexy.
Thanks very much indeed, Bernie. Happy Christmas. So, Bernie.
And you too.
Yeah, Bernie. Yeah.
Sorry, just before I go, you had two blonde ladies on the show earlier on, they've seen on camera.
Yeah, Angela and Sandy.
Yeah, are they airport blondes?
What do you mean?
They're blonde on top, but they have a black box.
Some rubber humours.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
See you, Morris. Bye, bye.
Happy Christmas. Bye, Morris.
So you've heard Sarah Jane. She wouldn't have an issue with it, Bernie. Would you have an issue with it?
With what? My husband dressing up in women's clothes?
Yeah.
Well, I don't see what the problem is. As long as you tell your wife what you're doing.
Well, no, he didn't tell her. She found out.
I mean, I don't care. Like, I wear, and I mean, boxers aren't the nicest things you wear, but in a laundry emergency, you wear anthem.
That's different.
You know? Yeah, I know, but it is different, but at the same time, you be open about it. There's nothing to hide, like. What's the problem?
Why would a man wear?
You get women wearing shorts as well, wear shorts.
Boy shorts are lovely and comfortable for women.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fine because they're unisex clothes. But men don't wear bras. We don't have boobs.
But maybe he says maybe he wanted bras.
But Bernie, he's doing it for sexual reasons.
But what can you get out of it dressing up? What? I don't understand the men's psyche. So what do you get dressing up as a woman?
I don't know because I wouldn't do it. Wouldn't appeal to me.
But that's what I mean. So it doesn't suit most men. So why is he doing it? Has he got a...
No, see, what's happening here, you all have this wrong, right? He is doing that, right? And there's another person involved here. It's not only him.
It's his wife.
No, it's not his wife. Whoever he's with.
Oh, you mean he has a partner?
Yes.
He has to have a partner that gets a kick out of that.
So what? Where do they go? Or do they have... What is it? Like, do they...
What? Hold on, no, hang on for a second. Sarah, you've just added a bit to the story. What are you talking about? You're just adding spice to the story now.
Like, do is he having a female partner or a male partner?
Who? Hold on, Bernie. She's confused now. He has a partner. A person he's been living with, a girl that he's been living with. He has two kids with her for the last 10 years. And she found the stuff in the wardrobe in a bag. She's now accused him of having an affair and told him to get out of the house. And he's afraid to tell her that it's actually his stuff, that he's a cross-dresser.
Yeah, well, to be quite honest, Niall, right, and now I'm dead serious about this, right, my whole ethos on this is, right, that, right, he's in the house and he has this bag there all set, ready to go. He gets his bag and he goes off to either a prostitute or someone that's into it. Maybe he's gay, maybe he's not, maybe whatever the case may be. But I don't think he just dresses
Being gay has nothing to do with dressing up. Gay people don't want to dress up as women.
No, I get that. You know what I mean? But like,
okay, well, hang on. Let me just go back to Bernie. Bernie, you know the original story. What would you do if you were this wife?
I confront him with it. I confront about it.
Okay.
I wouldn't even be thinking about it. You know, when Danny, you know the guy who used to dress up as women, you know those comedians?
Danny LaRue.
Drag queen. Yeah.
Mrs. Brown's bias.
Yeah, like they all kind of dress up for, and they're accepted. No problem.
They're entertainers.
Yeah, but he might be entertaining on the sly. How does she know?
Oh, Jesus Christ. There's something wrong with all of you.
Exactly.
There's something wrong, very wrong with all of you.
Well, okay, now you give us your explanation. Niall, come on, you tell us what
he's
you think.
My explanation is he's a weirdo. That's my explanation.
You can't be saying he's a weirdo, Niall. Like, you probably have your things in the bedroom that, like we could say that you're a weirdo over. Like, what is weirdo? Like, seriously.
He's dressing up in a bra.
Go deep into
and women's knickers.
And has he been sexual in the life?
Nobody is perfect.
But and he's doing it without his wife knowing.
Well, he has to. You know what? He has to go and speak to his wife. He has to say exactly what's going on with him, and put his wife's mind at ease, saying he's not having an affair. This is what he gets his kicks out.
Hang on, let me just bring Steve in. He might as well.
He's going to have to go in deep about it.
Steve, we've nothing to lose. And you come here.
Ah, here we go. Here's the bullets. I'm getting. Hang on, now get me the texter. Ben, you get something to hold on to, will you?
I am. I'm hanging on to the sink.
Do you know, firstly, is it just me, or does she sound like Muttley every time she laughs? It sounds like she's in the middle of an asthma attack. Honestly,
it's funny enough, the inhaler is not here. You keep up, you're going to get a bang of that talk beside an inhaler.
And he'd be full of stuff. Are you sitting on? You just laugh every 2 seconds. You must be on something today.
She nearly lost her bladder earlier on. She was laughing so much.
I couldn't stop laughing over the dog and the G-string.
Nick Mann, I tell you, Niall, I'm just going to come on and say that you are a dry shite.
You are
an absolute dry shite. And also,
something wrong with all of you.
I saw Angela, and can I just say, she would scare the flies off the horses.
leave Angela alone.
Hey, we're mortal enemies. I get the slagger off. She's a very pretty person.
Okay, so getting back to the conversation. Steve, you look, you're a weirdo anyway at the best of times. So here's the thing. This guy marries a woman.
Everyone's a weirdo tonight, today. Something wrong with
him. Yous are all weird. This woman marries a man. So she marries a man's man. Will you be quiet?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
9 years later, knowing nothing about it, she finds these clothes in the press. That's got to come as a shock to her.
Okay, yeah. We've heard it. So, Niall, we all have our personal kinks.
What's yours, Steve?
Now, when I say personal kinks, you trust me, you do not want to know what that is. But so we all have our personal kinks. I'm sure that his wife, when she's playing with the little man in the canoe, I guarantee you that she does something weird to get herself off. We all do that. We have these things, and we don't tell our partners about it because you would look at it as if you were mental. You know, because I have something, I'm sure you have something when you're pleasuring yourself, that you do something that you would never attempt in the bedroom because they just say, no, out the gap with you. And I'm sure your 100%. Woman does this as well.
So there's nothing unusual about a bloke wearing women's knickers and a bra.
I have worn women's knickers. I have done it. I have worn women's knickers. Now, I wouldn't say for sexual reasons. No, not a bra. I wouldn't say for sexual reasons. There was a pair there.
What about an all-in-one, Steve?
No. I'm going to say I done it for the laugh, you know, like most lads would say. But I saw a pair of knickers there, and I went, Jesus, and I
Whose knickers were they?
Your woman that I live with, the mother of my child, her knickers was there, and now she's on the larger side, so they fit me enough, but they were strangling the ghoulies at me. Like, they were proper tight. They're not designed for men. They're rather uncomfortable to wear.
Yeah.
But there was
a
bit
of a G-string, Stephen? Was it a G-string wearing?
No, it was not frilly. You know those see-through ones where it's like a pattern on them? And you could just
put a hole in it.
Yeah, and you could just see my retro muff popping out through the top of it. It was just awful. It wasn't a pretty sight whatsoever. But like I said, if that's what gets you off, walk away, Niall.
We could be talking about so much more serious things today. We really could.
It's Christmas.
But Steve, I feel sorry for the girl. Because any woman that I've spoken to, and I remember covering this topic on the radio years ago, and talking to the researchers and the producer, who were all females at the time, and I said, would you marry a man who dressed up, you know, for a fetish as a woman? And they said, no, they wouldn't. They
That's
want to be
thing. It's
no, because they want now. Most women, not all, but most women want to be with a masculine man. They don't want to be with
a manly man.
Yeah, they don't want to be with an effeminate man.
For a certain length of time, right? You change.
But you don't turn into a woman.
What happens is, I think, right, when he married her, he seen something that he loved, right, and he fell in love, right? Mm. And then when he was dating her, he probably touched on one a few sexual things with her, and she wasn't into it. So he kept it to himself.
Yeah, and he
shut
his mouth. And
exactly,
why wouldn't you?
And now he's after getting caught. What's the big deal?
And can you imagine the embarrassment that poor fella is going through now at the moment? You know, going, oh, Jesus, he's out there catching me wearing knickers.
That'd be a horrible thing.
Niall, but Niall, if your missus walked in on you and you were going hammer and tongs on yourself, like, you'd be mortified, wouldn't you?
You'd be embarrassed.
Of course you would.
Exactly. Yeah, so imagine how he feels.
Yeah, there's a big difference about something that's done naturally by most human beings. You know, which is masturbation. There's a huge big difference between that and a man wearing women's underwear.
Ah, no, Niall, hang on.
As a fetish on a regular basis without his wife knowing about it.
No, it's a personal thing. When you're masturbating or getting off
I wouldn't be doing anything like that. I wouldn't be. I can tell you now.
No.
If Karen walked in and found me wearing her underwear, I'd be out the door. And I would expect to be. Sorry, Bernie, what are you saying?
I have to tell you, the guys, that it's actually more common than you think, because as a nurse who worked in A&E, many a drunk person I had to strip down for whatever reason, and they had underwear underneath. Full-blown lingerie on them.
Underneath their clothes?
Exactly. Yeah. So, they're under their clothes.
Oh, Bernie, while we're on the subject, and I know you're retired now as a nurse, and you're in A&E, did you ever get people coming in with, you know, objects in places they shouldn't be?
They fell on them.
They fell on them.
They were doing the splits and they fell.
Well, I walked with a fella that actually put a hot pepper up his backside and sell it to his wife.
That's the right place for it.
I know what I'm smiling at. Hang on. Right, you put a hot pepper up the cheeks of his, you know what?
Yeah, his gadget.
And he had to go into hospital.
I'm sure he did.
Imagine that.
Yeah, Bernie, what was the worst you've seen?
As in regards anything, what would specific? Give me specific.
Well, things that people were sticking in them or on them, or you know,
a travel alarm clock is what I saw up there one time.
A travel alarm clock.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. How? The major surgery is to take that out, I can tell you.
Surely it would have just came out the same way it went in.
No, it didn't. It was when you know the travel alarm clock comes in a box.
So how did they get it out, Bernie? How did you get it out?
You didn't set the alarm off.
Surgery.
Surgery.
Back in the day, Yeah, they had to do a lot of surgery, and there was a good bit of damage done.
Right. I know a nurse who told me once they had a guy come in and he had, a 1-inch copper pipe on his gadget that he obviously thought it would be exciting to give it a go again with the pipe. But when he did, obviously it swelled up a little bit. Then he couldn't get the pipe back off it again. So he ended up in hospital and they had to bring him down to the theatre and use like a grinder to cut the pipe off him. Precision.
Oh, yeah, I know that'd be...
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And like thankfully,
wedding rings is another thing lads put on their lads.
Wedding rings?
Yeah.
They put a wedding ring on their lad?
Yeah, when it's not up. And then when it goes up.
The wedding ring obviously then is too tight and cuts off the circulation.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm looking at my wedding ring now. They must have a small lad to get it into a wedding ring unless they're very big fingers.
Well, maybe they gelled it up a bit or something. I don't know.
You're giving Steve ideas there.
So I have a really good memory. And I remember you talking on your radio show, Jesus, years ago. And you said you had a friend. I remember you and, what was the girl's name, Helena, that was on the show with you. And you said that you had a friend who had an item that was called a wanky bottle.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, it was a Sunny D bottle. And that's what he used to entertain himself. Listen, we're going off in a weird direction. Steve, thanks very much indeed. Have a happy Christmas. Bernie, listen, have a happy Christmas. Thank you very much indeed. And Sarah, I appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you very much indeed. What a conversation. Some of the texts, by the way, coming in. Billy says, Niall, if she truly loved her husband, she would love him regardless of the cross-dressing. It might be just a fetish she likes to do sometimes. He must be wearing men's clothes most of the time since she is married to him for years with children. I don't think the marriage is over. Yeah, over. He hasn't cheated or being unfaithful. The cross-dressing might just be a fantasy thing, like the way some men in America dress up as babies in diapers. Yeah. Imagine finding out your husband likes to dress up as a baby. Neil says he needs to tell her. A size 9 shoe should give it away, says Lynn. Maureen says he needs to fess up and tell his wife. Pardon me, Christmas is ruined. Sorry, I've got the hiccups. James says it's weird. It's a weird one, but he would definitely be better off fessing up, although she might not look him in the same way again. Billy says, I don't believe for a second he's not gay or bi. That's another Billy. Well, just because you dress up in women's clothes doesn't mean you have to be gay or bi. Anyway, thank you to everybody who got involved in the show today. I should really wear my hat, shouldn't I? You're supposed to put that up. Okay. Hold up. I need to take Deb off me first. Let's see. Once again, thank you to everybody. Happy Christmas. And please don't forget to support the show. Tomorrow, by the way, we'll be talking to Paul Trevaux, the celebrity chef who will be ominous, showing us how to cook a turkey. We'll have him on Zoom. He'll be cooking the turkey live on the air. So he's going to show us how to do it properly and cook the ham and the sprouts and everything else that goes along with it for the Christmas dinner. Because it's Christmas, we decide we'd light the mood. Somebody says, no, why are you not talking about immigration today? Because we can't talk about it every day. And it is Christmas. Lighten the mood a little bit. You know what I mean? Cheer up there, folks. Please help us to continue to do this after Christmas. After Christmas, we want to do more of it. We want to do it twice as long. We want to do twice as many podcasts a week. We want to have more guests. We want to do a lot more. But to do that, we need your help because it costs money. So please try to donate to us, particularly coming up to Christmas. It'll be a nice little Christmas bonus for the three of us. Buy us a drink, you know, between the three of us. If you want to, you can subscribe on the website. It's $5.99 plus tax. Or you can also donate online as well. Don't forget, when you do donate or you do subscribe, of course, when you go to the checkout, it does take 23% VAT. There's something we can do about that. That's called the Revenue Commissioners. So please subscribe to the show and donate if you possibly can. We would really, really appreciate any donations you can give us so we can pursue this after Christmas and make it bigger and better. Thank you very much indeed to everybody who supported us all year round. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, where we're going to be showing you how to make a Christmas dinner with celebrity chef Paul Trevaux. A little bit of a change, won't it? We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Until then, have a very happy Christmas.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.